Welcome to Salam Nerds Podcast. We do reviews and recaps of nerd culture, reality TV, and current events from this week.
Yo, 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 it's the Salam Nerds. My name is Dean, a.k.a. Watson Dean. I'm here, my boy, Chad.
We drop live episodes on YouTube on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. All episodes can also be found everywhere podcasts are found. Thank you to all our supporters. Please help us by subscribing and leaving a good review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify.
Yo, 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 Salam Nerds. It's your boy Neebs, a.k.a. Watch with Neebs, and I'm here with my co-host, DJ Camera Angle.
DJ Camera Angle, really?
Listen, really? Man, I want people to know, we're trying out this new camera angle thing, because I feel like it doesn't feel natural, like we're talking to each other. So, like, now what we're doing is, instead of looking right at the camera, like, hey, guys, we're going to look at each other, so the conversation will flow better. Like, I think it's cool.
I guess. I mean, we're going to see.
And then when we act the audience, we'll go, check out this guy.
This guy.
I don't know. I'm excited. I like this new camera angle. I feel like it looks kind of cool. Also, my beard comes out really good in it.
You know, this is actually my bad side. I kind of wish I could do this side.
Yeah, well, tough. I call dibs.
Fuck you.
It looks like we're in the same room. Look, someone's in the same room.
I know, it actually kind of does.
That's what we were going for. We're like, oh, maybe people will think we're in the same room, like, even though we're not. We're not.
Yeah, right.
You're 1,000 miles away from me.
But tonight you look so pretty. I don't know. Like,
hey there, Jazz. What's it like in New York City? I'm 1,000 miles.
Hold up. I should be saying, hey there, Oneeb. What's it like in New York City? Because you actually live there.
That is true. That is true. We fucked up. We fucked up. We got high five each other, please. Okay, hold on. Ready? Ready? So there you go. Look, our hands are touching. It's like Rogan Magneto. We can touch. What's that song that the white people always go? Hands touching hands, touching you. Sweet Caroline.
Bum, bum, bum.
Our white audience just grew by, like, exponentially. Oh my god, welcome everybody to Salam Nerds Weekly. If you don't know what we are normally a reality show and nerd culture recap show, but on Sundays we do something called Salam Weekly, where we go over all the pop culture news of the week with no spoilers, and we also do some, like, fun facts at the end, at the last 10 minutes. And people have been really liking our fun facts portion of the episode. I think they're really fun. So if you like our fun facts, let us know, and also send us some fun facts that you want us to talk about, or send us some subjects you want to talk about.
Look at the audience and break the fourth wall?
I did the fourth wall break. I look right at the camera. It looks cool when you do it. I feel like it's a cool gimmick.
Brought to you by viewers like you. Thank you for supporting PBS.
Oh my god, we're gonna have so much fun with this. Why didn't we do this before? This is so much fun.
I know, why didn't we do this before? It's actually kind of fun.
It took us 2 years to learn this. Oh man. All right, Jazz, have you heard of CinemaCon?
No, I have not. Tell me what CinemaCon is.
So CinemaCon is like a Comic-Con, but for movie theaters. So what movie theaters do is, to get people hyped about going to the movies next year, they have a convention to kind of hype people up about all of the upcoming movies. So it's like Paramount, is Disney, is Universal, like everyone's kind of there promoting their movie, putting out trailers, and, you know, they invite some of the coolest people to go and see it. Obviously we're not cool enough to get invited, but some of our friends like Straw Hat Goofy and Brandon from, you know, Phase Zero, he got to go, and we got a lot of cool news from them. But it's really cool, and they dropped some crazy news, bro. They bought so much crazy news this week.
Like what?
Well, first of all, my favorite news, they dropped a trailer for Sonic 3.
Oh, not Back to the Future? Okay.
No. Sonic 3 is going to feature Shadow. And if you know what Shadow is, like, he is one of like the main villains. And I think Knuckles and Sonic are going to team up to fight Shadow.
Hype.
And Jim Carrey said he was going to retire. And he actually isn't retiring.
Oh, he came back for Dr. Robotnik?
He came back for Dr. Robotnik. Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah. So that's going to be cool. Also, the Knuckles spinoff is coming out, and it's going to be in, I believe, in a few weeks or a few months. And it's going to be on Paramount.
Like a show or?
Show. It's going to be a Knuckles cool. show. Yeah.
All right. I'm
so looking for that. Someone told me the whole Sonic storyline with like Knuckles and Shadow is basically a ripoff of Dragon Ball Z, and like the creators of Sonic, like, they're huge Dragon Ball Z fans, and it's basically the same storyline.
That makes so much sense. It's Goku and Vegeta, and oh my god.
Right?
And then Krillin.
I don't know who these people are, but yeah, that's what people say. People say like Sonic.
You've never watched Dragon Ball?
No. I have never seen a Dragon Ball. Pokeball. Seen a Pokeball.
This
salad bowl
guy.
Salad bowl. No, I haven't. Like, but the thing is, like, I don't know where to watch it. Like, it's like they only have Dragon Ball Super on Hulu, and I don't know like what's the order to watch it. There's like so many iterations of Dragon Balls. I don't know. Give me
the intrusive thought almost came out there, but
I set you up. I was hoping you would pick the bait. You didn't fall for it.
No, yeah. See, this guy right here, he's the master baiter, but
All right. This guy. All right, fine. Bear. All right, but listen, they also dropped a new Ninja Turtles movie that's gonna come out based off the comic The Last Ronin.
Oh, really?
Dope.
Oh, this is gonna be cool.
Dope. So basically, if you don't know what The Last Ronin is, it's basically one of the Ninja Turtles, one of the brothers, is the last sole survivors of the Ninja Turtles, and everyone else has died. And it's Michelangelo. And he goes, and you know what? That's all I'm gonna tell you. But it's
don't spoil
incredible.
It. Don't spoil it.
It's incredible. So imagine like all the other turtles dying, and Michelangelo, which is the goofy, silly one, has to avenge all of them, and it's just incredible. It's super cool. So they're turning that into a movie. So that's going to be dope.
Yo, I just looked it up. It's R-rated, apparently.
No way.
Oh, I'm hyped.
Are we getting turtle sex?
Why is that where you're...
It's because of the violence. Okay, that makes sense. That makes more sense. I don't know. I don't know, man. Mm-mm. I mean, they are teenagers, so they shouldn't be having it's not the turtle part, it's the teenage part that's problematic.
You literally said turtle sex.
Oh, man. Someone says it's very intimate when you guys look at the camera. Look at you right in the eyes, man. Don't do drugs, guys. It's bad for you.
Do all the drugs. Do crime. Crime is fun.
Don't have turtle sex.
I will try my best not to.
Yes. Oh, my God. The camera thing is so cool. This camera angle is so much fun. I'm glad the audience is liking it, too. Someone says the Dragon Ball universe is cinema. So I appreciate that, too.
It is actually like highly, highly recommend at some point you watch all of Dragon Ball.
I will. Are they on Crunchyroll? Because I'll steal a Crunchyroll account. And
I actually don't know. Because I've watched Dragon Ball like growing up on Toonami, which is on Cartoon Network.
True.
And so like right after school, right? 4 or 5 o'clock, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool. Other news. More Star Trek content is coming out.
Do you watch Star Trek?
I do not, but I'm sure somebody's happy about it. Somebody's got to be happy about it.
I was like, yeah, you don't watch Star Trek. I know that.
I know of the Star Treks. I know of Captain Kirk. I know Spock. Live long and prosper. I know. God damn it! I'm an engineer, not a no. God damn it! I'm a doctor, not an engineer. Like that guy, Scotty.
That guy.
I think his name is Scotty. Not to be confused with Scotty doesn't know.
Beam me up, Scotty.
Beam me up. The beam me up guy. Yeah. All right. So I know a few people. I just it's crazy how Star Trek and Star Wars have this beef, but they're not even in the same league. Do you really want to have this conversation?
Yeah, no, Star Trek's way better.
It probably is, to be honest with you. It's just not as popular. Because look how much hate all the Star Wars gets, right? Like, everyone hates the sequel movies. But nobody complains about the Star Trek movies.
Yeah. And I love how Brown Boy Wonder here said, oh my, because George Takei was on there. And oh, that's how he says it. Yeah.
Oh my.
Oh my.
That is funny. Oh my god, that's cool. Also, they're remaking the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, Running Man.
You know, I've never seen that movie.
I've done the dance.
I've done the dance too.
I could do a really good Running Man.
You should get up out of your chair and show us, man.
No, I can't do that. I can't do that. Because the camera's angled this high, so you would just see my crotch, and we can't have that.
I mean, we could start an OnlyFans finally.
No. No, we will not.
I'm not gonna do it, but you know, I thought about it.
I did it. I love that meme, it's so funny.
Oh, I'm so glad you got that reference, because I'm really weird if you didn't.
Oh my god. Someone says, great movie. I don't know why they're remaking it. It might be trash, like they remade Total Recall. I would agree with you, but the director, I believe, is Edgar Wright. So that's a get.
Okay.
That's kind of a get.
I'm here for it.
I know. So I like that. And Glenn Powell is going to be the main actor, who is a heartthrob. And you might have seen him in that movie with Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that guy. He was also in the Top Gun.
He was in Top Gun. Yes. That's where I recognize it from.
Someone said, who's that guy? He's like, never mind then, because I get it. Because, hey, that girl, right. All right. Okay, here is the crossover we've been waiting for forever. Paramount.
Is it finally going to be the video game cinematic universe?
No.
Oh.
It is the Hasbro Cinematic Universe with G.I. Joe and Transformers.
You know what? I'm hype about this too, actually. Let's go.
Right? Wait, I might have made that up. Is Hasbro G.I. Joe? Who owns G.I. Joe?
No. Hasbro is, they're making like 40 movies off of like all their IP. Like they're going to make an Uno movie or something.
Yeah, it's Hasbro. Yo. Yeah, Hasbro owns them.
Speaking of an Uno movie, did you see that one Uno TikTok?
I've seen
that crazy edit.
Yeah, I saw that. It was so good. I don't know how they're going to make an Uno movie unless it's going to be like Gran Turismo, where like they enter a Uno tournament and like they become the best Uno tournamenters in the world or something.
Yeah, no, I hope they get like Jay, the creator, who was the original creator of that TikTok.
Yeah.
Like that TikTok was so good. I know the TikTok handle off the top of my head.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, please go watch that TikTok edit. It is phenomenal. I could watch a whole 3-hour movie of it. But anyways, yeah. An Uno movie.
Yeah.
Like it's all going to be part of the Hasbro cinematic universe.
Here's my question about the Uno movie. Are they only going to make one? Because it's Uno.
Well, really?
What would the sequel be called? Duo?
Dose, obviously.
Wait, what duo. Is duo? What is duo? What language is that? French? No, duo. It's French. I don't know.
Duo is in like every language. It's probably Latin.
Okay. All right.
Or Greek. I mean, fine. Like,
there is dose.
There is a game called Dose, by the way.
Oh, well, you're my dose. Get it?
Ah, you're my dose too. Ah!
Dose means friends in Urdu. I don't know why. I don't know why I said it like that. Urdu. It's Urdu.
Urdu.
Urdu. I said it the white version. Urdu. Yeah, so G.I. Joe Transformers crossover. I believe they actually hinted at this crossover in the Rise of the Beast Transformer movie.
You know, I haven't seen that one either.
You would be okay if you didn't. I don't know. The Transformer movies haven't been super good. But you know,
after the third one, they kind of just went like...
Chris Hemsworth's in it, though. The new cast, Chris Hemsworth's in it.
Is Thor. He Thor? Okay, yeah.
Thor.
I can never remember which Hemsworth brother is actually Thor.
It's Chris, Liam, and the other one.
The other one?
He's in Westworld. I don't know his name.
Oh, my God, dude.
I want to say Mike. Mike Hemsworth.
No.
No?
I'm so dead. It's Luke, my guy.
Oh, I was way off.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right, whatever. But there's also another Transformer animated movie coming out called Transformer 1.
Oh, an animated movie.
Yeah, an animated movie. That might be interesting. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You know which one I liked? I really liked the one with Hailee Steinfeld and John Cena.
I want to say that was like the fourth or fifth one.
Yeah, it was like the Bumblebee spinoff or something. I think it was just called Bumblebee.
Yeah. The Bumblebee spinoff, yeah.
There's this one scene where John Cena goes, do you think we could trust them? Their names are literally Decepticons.
10 out of 10.
That line has cemented John Cena as one of the greatest characters of all time.
So John Cena is also in... Was it John Cena that was in Fast and Furious?
Yes, I believe he is. Yeah, he is. Yeah, why?
Dropping the hint here, man. There's going to be a crossover there, too.
Crossover to Fast and Furious and Transformers and G.I. Joe?
Just imagine. Is this not something Fast and Furious would do?
Yeah, it probably is. Fast and Furious, like, wow.
You go from cars and, like, you know, stealing parts... Then you go into the underground street racing scene with like neon and crooked cops and all that. And third one, you're drifting, so nobody really cares. Fourth one, you know, you got the whole cop and bad guy story.
Yeah.
And fifth one, they're all bad guys. And sixth one, you know, blah, blah, blah. Right? Then they go into space. They have tanks. They have submarines.
Yeah.
Logically, the next step is going to be Transformers.
So that is very interesting. Did you see Monkey Man? Oh, have you seen Monkey Man yet?
I'm watching it tomorrow.
There is a Fast and Furious reference in Monkey Man, which is hilarious. So let me guess,
it's family.
No, it's not. It's not family.
Okay.
Watch it. It's pretty funny. Also, we are doing a Monkey Man episode this Tuesday. So tune in. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that. All right. Now the Disney stuff. Disney announced Deadpool and Wolverine and showed like the first 9 minutes of it. People are hyped. People said it was really funny.
I feel like, so today, I don't know if you read about the Dune popcorn
bucket
controversy.
Yeah.
And so allegedly the first thing that Deadpool did with it was like, we're gonna make one even worse.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing running through my mind now. It's like, what is Deadpool gonna do?
That's true.
For the popcorn bucket. How is it going to be worse than the Dune one?
They dropped images of it, but it's not real. It's our buddy Boss Logic. If you go to Boss Logic's website, he has a picture of the what the buckets would look like, and they're very suggestive.
So Deadpool, okay, let me look this one up.
Yeah. Also, you know, Boss Logic follows me. We're mutual, so he's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Big fan of his.
Oh my god.
Right? It's funny, right?
That is definitely...
Yeah. I know. So, all right. So we got that. What else? Let me see. They announced Inside Out 2. Inside Out 2 is coming out.
I'm really hyped.
I love Inside Out. It's so good.
It's a great movie. Like, I am so glad Pixar is doing something with that.
I think it's so good for kids to learn about, like, their feelings and emotions and, like, give you emotional intelligence. Like, and then the imaginary friend, like, who died to give...
Wait, is Inside Out really... Is Inside Out Pixar or no? I feel like I'm making mistakes there.
It's Pixar.
Okay. Okay.
I made myself sad thinking about it.
And his name is Bing Bong. How can you forget his name?
I know. I know. I'm so sad. I love Bing Bong. When she looks back and she's not there.
Fades away. Yeah.
Dude, that's so sad. That's so sad. She wasn't there. Oh. Okay. We need to talk about something else.
Yeah, we do, actually.
I'm tearing up. He wasn't there in the back. Oh, my God. Okay, okay. They also announced Mufasa.
Which
I'm going to use the phrase that I hate when people use, but nobody asked for this.
Mufasa.
They think the trailer was weak. It was just like animals being animals. And it was just like, Mufasa.
Yeah. Mufasa.
Yeah. Mufasa. I don't know. I don't know. It looked weak. Whatever. They also mentioned Captain America 4, Brave New World, and they showed scenes, which we are boycotting. So we will not be watching that and we will not be promoting that. But they did show that. I'm predicting Henry Cavill will be Magneto in the movie.
With the way X-Men 97 is going and how buff he looks with the long hair.
Oh, that's true.
I would not be surprised.
Boss Logic actually did it. He made a picture of Henry Cavill as Magneto. But like, to be fair, I feel like Magneto should stay Jewish. I think the actor should be Jewish. The character should be Jewish. Yeah. So I kind of don't really love that. But I get why people would be hyped about that. Because
he just looks like the Witcher. Like,
yeah. The new Magneto. So, oh my God, if you haven't watched X-Men 97, bro.
Highly recommend.
Watch the first four episode, and then before you watch the fifth one, have your therapist on speed dial.
It's really good.
Oh my God, it's so good.
I mean, let's talk about something else before we start crying again.
Oh yeah, that's crazy. All right. Speaking of imaginary friends, there's a movie called If, which stands for Imaginary Friends, and John Krasinski is in it. And a lot of people are saying, "Hey, this is a ripoff of a Nickelodeon show called like." The House of Imaginary Friends. I don't know, like the Orphanage of Imaginary Friends. The House of.
That's a Cartoon Network show called The Foster Homes for Imaginary Friends.
Yes, that one. People are mad because they're like, it's pretty much the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
So why didn't they just get the IP and do it? Like, I don't understand. I don't know. Weird.
Money.
Weird. John Krasinski, you've been kind of shady. I don't know.
I mean, it's not the first time he's ever been shady.
Wait, what? What else have you done?
I don't know. I really don't know. He's done nothing. No, he's done nothing. That is why he's shady, all right? Too perfect.
That's true. Speaking of John Krasinski, A Quiet Place Day One, which is the prequel, is coming out. Oh, it's coming out soon, in June.
You know what's wild? So, when A Quiet Place... I can't remember if it was the first one or the second one that came out. But John Krasinski came to Houston for it, for the premiere. Of all the places, right?
Yeah.
And so that's where I got to meet him. And so, because of that, I'm an automatic fan. I'm going to watch it.
Sure. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I have to admit that, like, when I watched the movie A Quiet Place, I was in Peru and I watched it in Spanish. And it was the best movie to watch in Spanish because I didn't need to know anything.
You moron.
There was no talking.
This guy.
There was no talking.
This guy.
If you're going to watch a movie in a different language that you don't know, is that not the best one? Speaking of John Krasinski, I feel like the camera breaks are like very The Office.
Just like The Office?
Yeah. I'm going to go back and rewatch this episode because I feel like it's going to be fun. Usually I listen to our episodes on Spotify, but I don't rewatch our YouTubes ever. But I might rewatch this one because it's kind of funny. Another movie, which is kind of in the same horror realm as A Quiet Place, is Smile. Have you seen that?
Is that the one like where they had the creepy smiles or like people at soccer games and whatnot?
Yeah, no, it's a soccer game. It's just like
I've seen that marketing for it. Yeah, like the, yeah.
It's so crazy. Yeah. No teeth. It's just.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Yeah. In fact, if you watch the short film that I'm in, I do that smile.
You do that smile in Anissa's movie?
Yeah, in Anissa's movie, I do the smile from Smile.
Huh, okay.
Yeah. So
you can look forward to that.
I know. I'm supposed to be a creepy F boy, so obviously I gotta creepy it up.
Well, that's one way to do it.
Yeah.
Get real creepy with it.
That's true. Someone says Smile was so good. I have not seen it. So
I have not seen it either.
I'm gonna check it out.
Yep.
For like October, should we do like a whole horror month? Like every week we watch a horror movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
If not multiple.
I have the perfect person too. There's a girl in one of my group chats, and she's like a horror fanatic, and we could definitely get her on the podcast. She's so smart. All right. The movie that got the most hype out of everything at CinemaCon was actually a movie where I was like, I don't know about this, but it's Gladiator 2.
That has to be hype.
That got the most hype. Like, people saw the trailer and they flipped out. It looked so good, they said.
It has to be good. Gladiator 1 was so good. Like, if they didn't live up to it, people would actually burn down a town.
Yeah. And like Denzel Washington's in it.
Know about.
Apparently Denzel Washington's in it, and there's got some really good actors. And I was like, where do they go from here? Because it's based on like a true story kind of, right? So like, it's like Marcus Aurelius is like the son of Marcus Aurelius is the main character. Jaquan Phoenix. I forget who he plays. But
do you call him Jaquan Phoenix?
Jaquan. What's his name? Jaquan Phoenix? Jaquan?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin, that's right. Jaquan. That reminds me of that Key and Peele sketch.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. Joaquin Phoenix. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. The other movie that people really liked the trailer for was Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice just dropped a trailer. Wait, Michael Keaton.
Did you say it three times or just twice?
I just did it twice. But it's got to be consecutive. It's got to be consecutive. You can't. You if you break it up, then it doesn't count.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Got worried there for a second, man.
Yeah. So yeah, we were close. That was you know, there's an episode of Community where they say Beetlejuice three times, and at the third time, a guy dressed in a Beetlejuice costume walks by behind them
in the background. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That's crazy. I'm not gonna say it, but I love that movie. And if you have not seen the Broadway play, I highly recommend it. It is so funny because what they do is they take the movie of Beetlejuice. Oh man, they take the movie, but they updated it with jokes from our time. So like, okay. It's really funny. Right, I'm gonna stop saying that word because I don't want no gin from that world ever, other place or nether realm or whatever it's called to be here.
He's going through so many hoops trying to make this thing work.
It's so hard not to say that word. I the worst was when I accidentally said B and the other letter. That was whoa. All right. Next is the John Wick spinoff, Ballerina, with Ana de Armas. That's supposed to be incredible.
Who's Ana de Armas?
She played, I believe she played Marilyn Monroe in the movie, and she was also in Knives Out, the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, she is. Trust me. She,
see, you act like I'm supposed to know people's names.
You should know Ana de Armas. Ana de Armas is like she's like the new It Girl. She's like the new Margot Robbie.
Okay.
Yeah, or just like, all right, if you say so. Everybody in the comments flame him for not knowing who Ana de Armas is.
Yo, you can like list off like 50 celebrities I should know, and I'll know maybe like two of them.
And I won't be able to pronounce their names.
But somehow I'll be able to pronounce them even though I don't know who they are.
Yeah, Jazz can pronounce their names and I will know who they are. This is how we fit together. This is true.
We gotta do the heart thing.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, like this. Yeah, nah, all right. It's kind of. I don't know. And we tried. And people listening on the podcast.
Do the other way now.
Oh, like the Gen Zs do? I don't know how to do that. I do it this way.
It's like
I don't,
this.
Yeah, I don't know how Gen Zs do the heart. It's so hard. It's kind of like, yeah. I don't know, man. It's kind of like you're giving gang signs. I'm not about that life.
Yeah, whatever.
Also, the trailer for Wicked, they showed Wicked, which was Wicked Smart.
Yeah. I love Wicked, by the way.
Defying gravity.
You know the lyrics to that song?
I did at one point in my life, but I did forget. Back when it was popular.
Something has changed within me. Something is not the same.
I like that.
I'm through with playing by the rules of someone else's game.
Oh, go Jazz. I like the other one.
Too
popular.
Long
talking about popular. I don't know. They're all good. They're all good songs. I like
Wicked was all fantastic. Yeah.
There's a scene. You know how I got into Wicked? I was watching an episode of New Girl, and there's a character called Winston, and he's listening to Defying Gravity in the car and like crying to it. And I was like, that scene is so hilarious.
I know. Yeah, it's great.
Someone says she's Cuban. You should know.
That's Ana de Armas. I know.
And they said she was in No Time to Die. Ooh, Bond girl. That's right.
Okay. For the record, I actually do know Ana de Armas is.
Okay,
do not blame me.
Okay. All right, so you do know, so is we're on it harmless now. It's okay, everything's all good.
Swear to God.
All right. Oh man. They also released Alien Romulus, and like I'm like I really have I have no intention of watching an Aliens movie, but like I heard the trailer is good enough where people are kind of excited about it.
Yeah. That's the thing with the Alien movies, like. Yeah. It's one of those movies that will come out every few years, and you're just like, all right, I'm just going to go watch it for the fun of it, but like not actually care about it.
So they came out with a movie called Prometheus, and they were like, it's the prequel to Aliens. Did they ever like solidify that? Is that canon or what?
I don't know. I only pay attention to things halfway, so like I couldn't tell you.
Makes sense. We are the worst people to have podcasts. We just pay attention to everything halfway.
Exactly, like, right.
We are a jack of all trades and a master of none. That's what we are. We do everything. Even our podcast is all over the place. Reality show, wrestling, comic books, like was everywhere. Like indie,
the occasional political commentary on our socioeconomic problems. Like we really are everywhere.
We're everywhere, which is why we're not successful.
We don't have a niche.
Yo, we have 594 episodes. 509. Look at that. Our thing says 500.
No, it says 5,915.
That's not right. We don't have that many episodes. Whoops. That was a mistake. Well, how did that happen? Hold on. Let me fix that.
Hold up. 52 weeks in a year, right?
Yeah.
There so episode 5,915 would mean we've been doing this for about 30 years.
Oh my God! Could you imagine? Well, yo, let's like put a note on this episode where we did 5,915, and when we actually do episode 5,915, let's go back to this and remember how youthful and beautiful we were.
I mean, are you saying we're gonna do this podcast until we retire?
Yeah. Because that's the only way we're going to make money. We're not making any money.
You know,
now.
At that age, yeah. Social Security is about to be insolvent because we keep letting rich people not pay into it. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we're like a good like $5,000 in the hole. So at this rate, we have to do that many episodes to make our money back.
Are we really $5,000 in the hole for this thing?
We paid like for the StreamYard and also all of our equipment, and yeah, I would say yeah, I think it comes out to like at least four.
And some of the trips, yeah, you're right.
Right, the trips, yeah, man, it's insane. You know, all right, and like
expensive hobby.
Not to mention like our time and labor, like and putting together clips and TikToks and all that stuff. Like we put a lot of work into it.
Mm, yeah, you're right. I should probably put more work into it now.
I know, and we're still not successful. So it's like, you know what they say? You know what this
like, share, comment, subscribe.
Like, share, comment, subscribe. So we don't need more. Oh my God. All right. The next one. Oh, Moana 2 with The Rock.
Hype. Well, not him, but hype about everything else.
Listen, people are coming around to The Rock again. Rock was like getting, like, first of all, people did not love The Rock when he was starting off. No, this is what happened. People liked The Rock when he was starting up, and then they did not like him. And then, boom, they started liking him a whole lot, and then they started hating him. And now that he went back to the WWE and became a bad guy, people started liking him again. So, I don't know. People have a love-hate relationship with The Rock. The Rock recently came out and said he wished he did not endorse Joe Biden.
Because it caused him to lose money? Like,
no. He's just like, I don't think people who are famous should, you know, be like influencing America if they don't know what they're talking about, I guess.
Respect. I respect the honesty and the intellectual honesty there. Because like, if they don't know, yeah. All right, good.
Yeah. So
cool. Good for The Rock.
And the fact what Biden doing right now is super terrible. Like, I don't know. Like, there's a part of me that's like, oh, did Rock say that because of like what's happening in Gaza or Palestine? Or is he just saying that because he wants to run for president one day and he's trying to get everyone to be kind of like, you know, getting each side to kind of like him a little bit more?
Yeah, I don't think he would run for president anytime soon.
He made an entire show about him running for president. Like the Young Rock
thing right now.
Yeah.
The deadline to run for president for 2024 passed in December.
No. Not in 2024, but I'm like years from now. Like
2028, 2032, 2036 would be interesting.
I think, like, you know, when he's like, when he's like 60 or something, like I think at one point in our life he's gonna run for president.
You know what's funny?
What?
I think there is a presidential candidate named
Dwayne Johnson.
Rocky.
Oh, Rocky.
No. He has like Rocky Del Fuego or something. So like,
yeah.
I mean, we'd have another Rock.
Listen,
we have a Rock and a Rocky. It's going to be great.
I would not be surprised if The Rock run for president in like 16 years from now. I would not be surprised at all. Okay. I would not be surprised at all. But
we'll heard it here first, Slum Nerds, political commentators.
And then finally, the last movie that they mentioned was Kingdom of Planet of the Apes. Dude, I think we should do a Planet of the Apes like rewatch and do our podcast.
August.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. I'm doing it. Because like, I feel like they're so good, but there's like so much time in between the movies that like I don't understand the cohesive story.
Makes sense,
right? And I feel like if you binge watch like the entire like trilogy or four movies, like, or five movies,
it's almost like 10 movies now. Yeah,
I feel like if you binge watch them, they would be incredible, because I don't remember what happened in the one before them and the one before them, and like I always forget. So like when the new one comes out, I'm like, what happened in the last one? But I feel like if you rewatch them back to back, they're probably like really, really good.
Okay, I'm down.
All right, Planet of the Apes rewatch. We're going to do it in August, this summer.
Coming soon to a podcast near you.
Yeah. And when we do it.
Like, share, comment, subscribe.
And when we do it, we're going to be like, you did it. You bastards. You did it. You really did it.
Yeah, that was really good, by the way.
Who made the remake of the movie? Was that Mark Wahlberg? Was Mark Wahlberg in one of the Planet of the Apes?
I feel like he was, but I couldn't tell you.
We're not big Mark Wahlberg fans. No. Not you know.
It was him,
right? All right, cool. Mm-hmm. All right, man. These are all the things that happen at CinemaCon. So let us know. Let us know how you feel about something. Which movies are you the most excited for? Which ones do you want us to cover? Because we'll probably cover Sonic. We'll probably cover The Last Ronin. We're
definitely covering The Last Ronin.
We're definitely covering The Last Ronin. We're definitely going to do Deadpool. And then I don't know what else. What else would you like us to do? Let us know. If there's a need for someone to do Smile, Gladiator, Beetlejuice, John Wick, let us know. We'll do it. Also, one thing that we didn't say: Avatar: The Last Airbender is getting a cartoon movie made.
Thank God it's a cartoon.
But the person they hired to be the voice of Aang is a Zionist. Bro, how you gonna pick a Zionist to voice a character who's the sole survivor of a genocide? like, that's bad. That's bad. Now, and I don't want to boycott this movie, but like, come on. I know. Yeah. I want to scream into the abyss.
Yeah.
Ugh. I don't know. But if I ever see them, if I catch them at a Comic-Con, I'm going to roll up to that question and answer line and be like, it must have been really hard to act as a person who is the sole survivor of a genocide while promoting a genocide. How did that make you feel?
Go I'll full do therapy it. On them. I'll do it too.
I'll do it.
I'd do it any day, man. Hell yeah.
I would wait 3 hours in line just to do that. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah. Mark Hamill, Glenn Close, all you guys better watch out. Put me in a room with them. This question is going to be asked.
Oh, if we ever interviewed them, like, they would walk out.
No. I don't mean like we're being interviewed. Like, you know, like in Comic-Con where people like stand up in line.
No, yeah, right. Like, if like they happen to come on our podcast one day, right? No. I would not back down.
No.
They could leave the podcast for all I care.
No. All right, guys. That's all we had for that. You know what this means. You know what it's time for.
It's time for...
Oh, my God.
Facts of the week.
Oh, my God. Facts. All right.
Facts.
All right. Ready?
Opinions?
Yeah, let's maybe. Do it. Let's do it. Yellow. You know anecdotes? It's time. All right, guys.
Soliloquies?
People love these. They're fun. All right. Did you know a block of bone the size of a matchbox can support 9 tons of weight? That's 4 times as much as concrete can support.
A block of bone the size of a matchbox can support 4 tons?
That does not sound right, but that's crazy. Yeah.
No, that sounds right, actually.
A block of a bone the size of a matchbox can support 9 tons of weight. That's 4 times as much as concrete can support.
Yeah, because like it's not like it's gonna be pure bone. It's like a rock essentially, right?
Yeah. So it's like a femur, like your femur. You just cut off a square of your femur.
Right.
And like I guess so. Cause like if you cut off a square chunk of your femur, put it on the ground, and have a tank go over it. It won't break. It'll probably just go into the ground.
Right, yeah.
I guess that makes sense. All right. Oh my God. What a fact.
No, bones are incredibly strong. Like, in fact, the reason why like the Roman roads have lasted so long is because
they're made from the bones of the dead people.
No, very close.
Oh.
They were made using volcanic ash, which has a quicklime in it, and that creates calcium carbonate, which reinforces the structure over time.
Yeah.
So like little cracks in it, what will happen like when water goes in, right? The calcium will like expand and fill in the cracks like a bone would.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
So that's why like Roman buildings and all that have lasted millennia.
That makes a lot of sense. So the buildings also have it, not just the roads.
Yeah, any cement they made back in the day was made using volcanic ash that had quicklime in it.
We need some of that in New Jersey because we have the worst potholes.
We need that all over America, but here's the reality. That's very expensive cement, right? They're not going to do that.
Yeah, that's true. There's no
but
like,
it would make life so much better.
I get it. All right. Next one. All right. A goldfish named Tish lived to be 43 years old, making it the oldest goldfish ever.
I didn't know they could live that long.
Yeah, that's crazy. Imagine being 43 and having like a 5-second memory.
Oof. Fuck.
Right?
Sometimes I wish I could have that.
That's true. That is true.
With all the trauma we have, man, I'd love to forget a lot of things.
Yeah, man. That is a middle-aged goldfish.
You're almost as old as that fish, dude.
I know. I'm old as the oldest goldfish in the world. Oh my God. I'm going to throw a party when I'm 43 and be like, it's a goldfish party. and everything is going to be gold theme and fish theme.
I love it. I'm in.
Maybe not fish theme. Oh, maybe fish theme. Who knows? We'll do it. A goldfish theme.
Everyone shows up as that left shark from that one Super Bowl. We're all just wearing shark costumes.
I'm gonna come in as Aquaman.
With the gold trident, even better.
Yeah, even though it's like a trident. No, it's like a five prong thing. What's a five prong trident called?
I don't know.
It was an episode of what do you call it? Brooklyn Nine-Nine had a clip about that where like he's like, that's not a trident. Okay. If you were able to put Saturn in water, it would float. That's weird.
If you were to what?
If you were to put the planet Saturn in water, it would float.
Oh, because it's all gas. Yeah. It's a gas giant. That makes sense. Yeah.
Oh, is that why I float?
Because you're full of gas?
I have gas? Is that why? Like if I fart underwater, would I start to stink?
If you fart, okay. I know it's gonna sound really weird.
But yeah.
Have you ever been swimming and you farted in the pool?
Yeah, like a bubble pops out.
Yeah, the bubble, right? And you feel it in your swim shorts and just floating there, right?
Yeah,
that's what would happen.
That's crazy. Does that bubble come up into the air and then pop and like release gas?
Yes.
Damn, that's crazy.
You just can't smell it because of chlorine.
Shout out to chlorine.
No. Literally, no. Chlorine is so dangerous. No.
Wait, but then why do we swim in it?
So chlorine gas is very dangerous, okay?
Okay.
But a little bit of chlorine in the water, it kills all the bacteria, right? But that's, you know, that's why it's so dangerous. It can kill, like, living things.
Ah. It's sad that like chlorine has such a bad connotation because it's such a pretty name. Chlorine.
You know, it's really funny. I play a game called Genshin Impact with my boys, Atav and Skeeb. One of the characters is named Chlorons.
Chloron.
And so we keep calling her Chlorine.
Come on, Chlorine. Na, na, na. What's that song? Is Come On Eileen?
Yeah, Come On Eileen, yeah.
Oh my God, that's funny.
And there's another joke there that I'm so glad I didn't make.
No, we're not going for the easy jokes. All right.
Okay, fair.
All right. Also, I don't know if that was, maybe they meant like the car Saturn. Like, do we know? Maybe a Saturn. Does Saturn still exist as a car?
No. So Saturn, after the 08 crisis of the cars, you know, when you hit the cash for clunkers and all that, right?
Yeah.
Under Obama, GM like had like their 20 brands consolidated into like four or five.
Yeah.
And so Saturn went away.
Oh, poor Saturn. Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, sucks for them.
Yeah.
All right. Horses remember people who have treated them well.
Oh, of course.
Oh, mm-hmm. So nice. Shout out to horses.
I love horses.
They're nice.
They're great. They're great.
But like, why are they always sad?
They're not sad. They love people.
But then why the long space? Right? Why the long face? Jazz, why the long face?
Fuck this guy.
All right. Episode next. All right. Jazz, do you know how long the longest mustache is? The longest
I'm not gonna say it.
Mustache. It is 12.5 feet long.
Impressive.
Yeah. That is very impressive. You should have replied.
Is it like 12.5 feet this way? Or does it like just fall to the ground?
It's got to fall to the ground, right? I'm sure they like lift it to measure it.
Yeah. But like, could you imagine if it was like 12 feet off your face going in either direction?
That's true. Also, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, if it goes down, that makes sense. But if it goes left and right, you're right. How do you measure? Do you measure it across? Do you measure it like, including your lip, or do you measure it from your lip down to the ground?
It has to be to the ground, man, obviously, but like,
I don't know. I want to see this Yosemite Sam looking motherfucker.
Right, it's gonna be Yosemite Sam looking shit. Yep,
I know, right? All right, let's go. In 1885, The world's first skyscraper was built in Chicago. Chicago made the first skyscraper? Holy shit.
Mm-hmm. It was like 10 feet tall.
What?
10 stories tall. My bad.
Oh, I was like 10 feet. 10 stories tall. All right. I would think it would be like New York or something, but Chicago.
Chicago.
Damn. Okay, Chicago. But I'm sure, like,
aren't you a civil engineer? Shouldn't you know this shit?
I'm not a civil engineer. I'm an electrical engineer.
Oh, you just work on electrical things in the buildings. Got it.
In the building, yeah, yeah. It's civil engineering related, but I didn't know about Chicago. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, Chicago.
All right. In 1869, a dentist was the first person to... What? I was like, what? Oh, yeah. Come on, nice. Jazz. Let's be mature about this, man. Come on.
Come on.
What are you doing? All
right. Come on.
All right. All right. Come on, Chlorine. No. All right. In 1869, a dentist was the first person to add sugar to chewing gum. A dentist did it? Sabotage. Sabotage.
Oh my God, that's brilliant.
That's insane.
Oh, that is brilliant.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. I didn't know that. That is sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
That is sneaky. Freaking. Can't trust
also, you know, whenever they say 4 out of 5 dentists recommend X, Y, and Z?
Yeah.
There's no actual poll for that. They just bullshit that number.
Yeah, that never made any sense to me.
Yeah. There's never been a poll for dentists asking what toothpaste do you recommend to your clients.
That's crazy. You know that they dentists have like the highest rate of like, you know, offing themselves? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because like I volunteered for like 5 years, never once had a dentist call.
Well, congrats.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And like
no, you know what that means?
What?
That means life in general is so bad for everybody else.
Or they didn't call and they just did it.
Or they didn't call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That
there are several different layers here of how bad this is.
I don't know. I kind of made myself sad there. Oh, no. All right. Yep. All right. Yep. Why do we keep making ourselves sad? First, like the song right? And like
sadistic or something. Like, my God.
It's still crazy. All right. In the 1700s, barbers not only gave haircuts and shaves, but also pulled teeth. Performed minor surgery and did some bloodletting.
I feel like we should go back to that.
Right? I would love to get my blood let by a barber. Okay, I don't.
I wouldn't.
Okay, so to be fair, I don't know what bloodletting is. It just sounded cool. What is bloodletting?
Okay, so how do I explain this? So back in the day, they believed that a lot of toxins could go into your blood.
Mm.
And bloodletting is literally like cutting open yourself to let blood out to make yourself feel better.
Oh, so they were just helping emo kids.
I guess. They had the blades for it.
Oh, they did have the blades for it. You're right. That's crazy. Okay, that's what bloodletting is. Oh, I thought it might have been that thing. You know how like, people do where they put like the little suction cups on you and like they take out the blood a little bit?
That's cupping. Yeah.
Yeah, cupping. Yeah, I thought that might be the same thing. Okay.
That's a form of bloodletting, yes.
Oh, is it? Okay, that makes sense. But like pulling teeth is wild. Like, your dentist pulling your teeth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With like, I mean, your barber pulling your teeth. That's weird. Like with what? Scissors?
I mean, whatever tools they had with them at the time, I'm guessing. Like, yeah.
I mean, they just have, I don't know, man. Let me get a fade and a crown.
Now that's service.
Yeah. Ooh, this one's interesting. Heartbreak can literally kill you. Damage from a breakup or loss of a loved one can lead to a heart attack.
Facts.
Damn. I believe it.
I've seen it. Like,
yeah.
You ever heard the stories of like those old couples where like one passes away, and, like within an hour the other one passes away because they're just so sad?
Yeah, The Notebook did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, super sad. Super sad. All right. Oh, God, I don't even know if I want to do this one.
Is it funny or just terrible?
I haven't even read it yet. I just saw one word and I was like, oh no. The average woman's uterus.
Let's just stop right here. Let's just stop right here. Nothing good can come from you finishing this, okay?
I am not making these up. I have like a little calendar and I'm just going through them. Yeah. All right, I'm going to finish it. The average woman's uterus expands up to 500 times its normal size during pregnancy.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's straight up facts. Yeah.
I hadn't read the full sentence. I just saw the word and I was like, oh, God. Oh, God.
Where is this canon word? Well. Yeah, no, that one's fine.
Like, I don't read these and then say them. I literally read them as I'm looking at them. So I don't know what they are because I want to be surprised. All right. Golf balls were made of wood until the 16th century. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, how else would you make them?
What are they made of now?
Plastic.
Yeah. That's good. All right. I want to end on a good note, so let's do a good one. Our sun will never explode. It is far too small to generate enough energy to become a supernova and explode a star. That don't sound right.
It's going to become a red giant. It doesn't have to explode. It's all going to grow big, like...
Our sun will never explode. But then does that mean we can live on Earth forever?
No.
Why not? If it won't explode.
It won't go supernova.
Okay.
But it will become a red giant.
What does that mean?
Sun?
Yeah.
Sun in the future.
Oh, it gets bigger?
Yeah.
So it'll just be really hot here.
No. It will engulf the Earth.
Oh, well, like, what if we move to, like, Mars? Or, no,
it
Mars
will engulf
is closer.
Mars.
What if we move to, like, I don't know, one of the other planets in the back?
Which one?
I don't know. We need to start colonizing some of these planets for when this happens.
Yeah, so I'm reading it right now.
Okay.
Yes, the Earth will be absorbed when the sun goes red giant.
What if we just... move the Earth over here.
What if we take the Earth and push it somewhere else?
I think if we get on one side of the Earth and put enough rockets there, we can probably move it to like a little bit further away from the sun before this happens.
That was an episode of Futurama.
Did they? Yeah.
The robots all launched their exhaust gases.
Yeah.
In one direction. And they increased to cool down the Earth.
Yeah.
They increased the distance between Earth and the sun. And so our year ended up being an extra week. And that week was called Robot Party Week.
Ah, interesting. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I still think we can do it. I think we can do it.
Neebs, I have some news for you.
What?
The Earth is very big.
I mean... we just got to build enough rockets, man. I think we can do it. But then the thing is, the Earth is spinning. So, like, it can't really, like, push in one direction.
Right.
I'll figure this out, guys. I'm going to
We'd have to gyro-lock Earth. Or not gyro-lock, but, like, make a gyroscope rocket that keeps Earth's rotation but will move it still.
Yeah.
So, we would need Earth as a... like a ball bearing kind of system along the equator or something to make this work.
Oh, sounds a lot of work. I'd rather die. I thought about it. I wanted to make it work, but I'd rather just die.
Honestly, yeah. Like at that point, we have to go explore other planets. Honestly, like
we gotta explore other planets. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Venus. That's where women are from. No, wait. Venus is first along, right? It's in the beginning. Never mind. We need something in the back. All right.
I'm glad you figured that out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because of Venemshva, like, you know, the pizza thing, right? My what? Very something. I don't know. It's like, there's
what
like
are you saying?
Isn't there a mnemonic device to know what the planets are, which like includes pizza?
I guess because Pluto would be pizza, yeah. Maybe.
Hold
I don't
on.
Know.
Let me see. There's a mnemonic device about pizza. Hold on.
Mnemonic.
Mnemonic
for planets.
Device for planets. I almost wrote pizza.
My very excellent mom just served us noodles. Mm-hmm.
My educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. That's the one. My very educated mother just served us 9 pizzas. See?
See, those mnemonics never worked for me, so I never learned them.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, okay. All right. Fair. You know, that's the best way to make a password with a mnemonic device. So yeah. It's an entire phrase, but when you type it up, it's just random gibberish letters.
Yeah. And because there's so much entropy there, like, it would take billions of years to hack it. Yep. That's completely true.
Yeah. I learned that from an episode of Doctor Who.
Mm-hmm. In fact, XKCD had a comic where the password was correct horse battery staple.
Mm.
Right? It makes no sense, right?
Right.
And so when I was in college, the University of Houston's Wi-Fi was terrible back in like 2010.
Yeah.
Like right when Wi-Fi was becoming big and smartphones were a thing.
Yeah.
So what we did was we set up our own network, and that was a Wi-Fi password. It was great.
I would use like a quote from like a movie and just the first letters. I think be like, my new empire. Yeah. Anakin, my allegiance is to the Republic, to democracy.
Yeah, that'd be one fire password though. Don't do symbols and whatnot. Yeah.
I know, right? Oh my God, that's great. All right, guys, that's the last one we did. The Earth is going to die, and so is our show if we don't finish this up. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we're going to, you know, try to make these clips work. But, you know, let us know if you like this process, if you like the camera angle, if you like us talking sideways to each other. Does it feel more like generic? Do you like it when we look at the camera and break the fourth wall? We're going to put these on TikTok and see if they do well on TikTok and if they trend. Let us know. Let us know. If you want me, girl, let me know. Whatever. But don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. We need it. We need people to watch. We need people to listen. We need people to write good reviews for the algorithm. And until next time, guys, salam, nerds.
Peace.